This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With Donald Trump in Mexico today and his policy speech tonight, an immigration story now from this side of the border about what happens after people enter the United States illegally. This fiscal year, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE in the vernacular, had a budget of $6.3 billion. That's a 17% boost over last year, part of which increase is going to pay for the 34,000 beds that ICE runs at its various detention centers around the country. One of those centers in Alabama has become a long-term depository for people waiting to be deported or who are fighting their deportation orders. And now there is a push to shut it down. From Gadsden, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
At the Etowah County Detention Center in Gadsden, about 70 miles outside of Birmingham, almost none of the immigrant detainees is from Alabama. ICE picked them up in places like California, Texas, New York, the Midwest. There are a little over 300 detainees here from Jamaica, El Salvador, Somalia.
My name is Luis Fernando Estela Gomez. I'm from Colombia.
He came to the U.S. on a tourist visa 22 years ago and never left. In 2010, he got arrested for selling stolen wedding dresses and Viagra. Estela has been at Etowah for 3 years after spending a year at a New Jersey detention center.
I don't imagine that this is going to take that long. And when I get here, you know, I found out that it's people here being like 7 years, 6 years, you know, all kind of time. So then I figured it out. It was going to be a long run.
Immigrant detention is supposed to be brief, weeks or months at the most. But at Etowah, many inmates are held for years while they go through the legal system. The reason so many detainees are funneled into this Alabama detention center from other states has to do with ICE's bottom line, says Jessica Vosberg, an immigrant rights attorney in Birmingham.
Etowah offers ICE the lowest bargain basement per diem, per detainee price in the entire country. So it's cheaper to house people there.
Much cheaper. On average, for every detainee, ICE pays detention centers about $124 a day. At Etowah, ICE pays only $45.
And so it's ICE's preferred facility for the people that they are planning to hold in detention for a long time.
Some ICE contracts offer guaranteed minimums. In other words, ICE promises to pay for at least a certain number of detainee beds to be filled. These contracts are worth tens of millions of dollars. Some centers, many of them private prisons, are benefiting. But in cash-strapped Etowah County, Commissioner Tim Schott says the county barely breaks even.
There's no money. There's no profit in this thing.
I asked him how it's worth keeping the facility open then.
In my opinion, speaking for myself, it's not.
Then again, he says it's easier than shutting it down. And on the plus side, he says it does generate jobs. Silky Shah, co-director of Detention Watch Network, says in some cases, especially poorer areas, a detention center might not be profitable.
But the reality is that because these contracts have now existed for some time, these counties have come to depend on it.
Because detainees are housed at Etowah for so long at such cheap rates, Shaw says it's created what critics call some of the worst conditions for detainees in the country. One group, made up of human rights advocates and religious groups in Alabama, is calling for the government to shut down Etowah. The group holds rallies, circulates petitions, and points out human rights abuses.
A lot of concerns about food, outdoor recreation there, legal access, due process issues.
There's no in-person visitation. The outdoor recreation area isn't actually outdoors. It's a small area with bars near the ceiling to let in some light and air. The detention center is one wing of the county jail, which sits across the street from the county commission offices in downtown Gadsden. There's also a bail bondsman, a pawn shop, a law firm, and a barbecue place. Natalie Barton, spokeswoman for the Etowah County Sheriff's Office, says the detention center has passed every inspection it's undergone, whether it's through ICE or an NGO.
We run a very safe and secure facility where individuals are well taken care of and given the necessary needs to sustain life.
ICE wouldn't agree to an interview. In the meantime, detainees like Estela will keep waiting. It doesn't look good. He's out of money for lawyers. After 4 years in detention for a nonviolent crime, Estela thinks he's paid his dues. Other detainees gladly take deportation in hopes that one day they'll return to this country again. In Gadsden, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.